Welcome to episode 36 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. It is June 4th, 2017, and I am Sarah.
And I'm Lindsay.
I'm Kim.
I'm Justine.
I'm Gabby.
I'm Rachel.
And Jenna's we lost gone. Jenna.
Oh no!
Jenna's been voted off the island.
Oh. And I'm Jenna!
Jenna is here. We're having some internet problems in the UK currently.
In the UK, it's falling apart, unfortunately, because of everything. Everything just gone to shit in the UK, unfortunately. You know what I mean?
We do have a very special guest today joining us. We have Hannah. Hey, Hannah.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So today we're talking about fan videos, which is why we have Hannah on, because she is an awesome video producer, maker, whatever term you want to call it. And we're going to ask her some questions about making fan videos, and then we're going to go on and talk about some of our favorite Captain Swan fan videos out there on the world of YouTube. But first, we're going to catch up on some news. So we've had a few people inquire as to whether or not we're going to be continuing to do this podcast since, as we all know, the Captain Swan story has pretty much come to an end, although a happy end, but it will not be continuing into Season 7. But the short answer to that question is yes, we would like to keep doing it for as long as we still have things to say about Captain Swan. Despite them still not being a focus on the show, it doesn't mean that we're going to stop loving them or celebrating the relationship. But we'll still continue to discuss what's going on in Jen's career. And obviously, anytime Emma is mentioned on the show, I'm sure we will freak out and
fangirl. Oh, I'll cry. I'll cry, definitely.
Drink a lot, cry.
We probably will not be doing weekly episodes unless, you know, the episodes in Season 7 have a lot to discuss in regards to Captain Swan and Killian. So you may see that we're doing maybe one or two a month or something like that. It's going to be very, we're not going to be able to tell at the moment until we know more about Season 7. But this is where you guys, the listeners, come in. What have we not talked about that you want to hear us talk about? Are there any CS-heavy episodes you want us to go back and rewatch? Tell us what you want to hear. We're open to pretty much anything. So if you have any ideas, send them along, and we will totally make it a point to do an episode about that. Throughout the rest of the summer, we'll probably just be doing sporadic episodes with some ideas on our list that we haven't gotten around to, doing some more rewatches. And then come Season 7, we'll see how it all goes. All right.
Sounds good.
Excuse me.
Something else also happened this weekend, the Denver Convention.
Ooh. Which has been best of sex.
A blessing.
Oh, what a babe. What
literally, how dare he wear such things?
Next time this happens, Sarah, we're going anyway. I don't care if I have to, sell a kidney.
Yeah, it's funny, because Rachel and I were really, really about on the brink of booking tickets to this Denver Con, and it was like, do we really want to add over $1,000 to our ever-growing debt?
Our convention debt.
I would have driven up for it. If you guys had flown in, I would have driven up.
Wow, tell us that now,
thanks,
Kim.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't want to make you guys go into debt. I'm sorry. I was thinking of your wallet.
We could have had a meet and greet with Colin, okay?
And then the fact that he wore that vest was like, that was like, just dig the knife in a little deeper, dude.
I just love, it was a Captain Book panel.
Yes.
And I love Captain Book.
Oh,
and they both look like little teachers.
There is Colin so much teacher fanfiction, AU going on.
Yeah, it's they just looked like two cute little English teachers hanging out in the teacher's lounge.
Doing yoga.
Yeah, what was his bending
poses
about?
He was making fun of Emily, basically, saying that Emily's really flexible.
Yeah, and she's always stretching on set and doing yoga.
They asked her what would she be doing if she wasn't an actor, and she said a performer in Cirque du Soleil or something.
Yeah.
What a cutie. Yeah.
I don't know what changed in Colin, but I hope he keeps it up, because he is doing so like... many poses, and he's so happy. See, I don't know if
Zoloft on time is that what this is, or
he's like, probably what? Just so relieved that his foot is not killing him anymore, and he's got a new baby, and he's probably had no sleep, so he's a little delusional, but still probably. Very happy. So,
but he broke his foot cast. He broke on the whip from Paris. So he's still.
He should not take be him on anywhere. It.
Leave it to Colin to not only break the foot, but the cast that the foot is supposed to be.
And I don't can't take him
how
anywhere.
He did that. Like, those things what did he aren't, do? Those are sturdy things. Like,
it's Colin. Do you have to ask
it's Colin?
I mean, I thought I was clumsy, but this man is giving
he
me
is
a
the
run
king
for my money.
Of clumsy.
I know, they took that, like, jumping picture in Paris, and I was like, Colin, you need to, like, sit down.
Yeah. Notice how he wasn't jumping very high.
Yeah, he just kind of, like, hopped. Yeah. And then Sam was, like, in the air, like, with
Spider-Man.
His legs crossed.
Straight up Spider-Man did.
I have such a man crush on Sam after that Paris convention.
I'd love to
meet
Sam.
I want to meet him. He's such a babe.
I would love to do a gender-bent hide makeup.
I heard he's built.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. He's picking people up and everything.
Also, Colin's biceps. We need to discuss this.
And then forearm and that collarbone.
And that tight ass t-shirt he was wearing in Paris.
God bless. Because I think he's bulked up so much, like some of his shirts are too small. And that is not a problem.
Or he clearly, just he's not going to go buy new ones since he wears the same, like, five shirts everywhere.
Hey, I was very pleasantly surprised to see that the vest made a resurgence after, haven't seen that since Comic-Con.
Yeah,
like, Comic-Con, the first Comic-Con.
14.
And he still got it, and it's like, oh, you absolute babe.
Is it the same vest?
Who knows?
I think so.
Probably. Knowing Colin,
I'm
who has, like,
yes.
clothing in his closet, probably.
Because he did wear a vest to the Carrie Pilby premiere,
it
but it was,
of
like,
suit
a...
suit vest as weird. Well.
Yeah.
He likes to reuse outfits, and I enjoy that about him.
Yeah.
I'm in such anticipation of what he's going to wear on Saturday in Chicago, like, I can't even handle
it's
it.
It's like, going to wear...
I expect
going to wear, like, a neon orange shirt.
Down.
Yeah, he's going to wear the most... I said to Ray, he's going to wear the most ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life, just because I'm there.
Hawaiian shirt or something.
I'm going to blame you, Sarah, too.
It is! I would totally take the blame for it, because that's just my luck.
Like, damn you, Sarah!
Also, Colin loves his, like, little grandpa cardigan.
It's his travel cardigan.
Cardigan.
He takes it everywhere. It's
I
want to,
like, snuggle into it.
It's like
it
a whole security blanket.
Snuggle into it. Oh.
I love it. I love when guys wear sweaters.
Yep.
Especially just grandpa like, cardigan.
Just nice to put his glasses on. We'll be set.
I thought about, someone did, I was, like, looking at Supernatural photo ops to try to get ideas, because they're always the best ones.
Yeah.
And someone brought them, like, these black hipster glasses to wear, and they all wore them. And I was like, oh my god. That's such a good idea.
If he's wearing the grandpa sweater, you have to, Sarah.
And you can be, like
yeah. Like,
just make, like, a Eugene Smolder look.
Yeah.
He does that very well.
He does.
But could Lana also do it? Because Lana's also going to be in the photo.
Oh, yeah, Lana can do it.
Lana's game for anything, like, seriously.
I don't know, I'm struggling real
like,
hard.
Emma cutouts, like, cardboard cutouts to their photo ops with Lana, like, she can wear a pair of, like, damn glasses.
I'm struggling, guys, the pressure is on.
I've met her twice, and each time she was so up for a pose, and she was so fast, she was like, on it, but she was a pro.
I paid $180 for this photo, I need it to be perfect.
I would love a hooker queen photo op. I would totally do, like, an evil queen, like, gang up photo. I want to do one.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah. He just looks scared in the middle.
Sure, I can send you my penguin costume if you want. I mean...
Yes. We'll get to her in time.
We should do really random things that have nothing to do with
what's going on. No, I want to wear my Hogwarts robes. Really bad.
Oh. Killian at Hogwarts.
You need to do that with, like, a duo.
Professor Jones.
You need to do that with Jen. Jen will geek out more than Colin.
Going off track.
I'll bring a scarf for her to put on.
So what happens
yeah, but at least it's wants related, Gabby, okay? At least it's wants and photo op related.
At least we're not talking about, like, food. Because, oh my god, food sounds so good right now.
Don't start it.
Okay, moving on. So, today we're talking about fan videos. Fan videos are Gabby's area of expertise.
Woo! Yes! Specialty.
So, I want to start with Hannah, because you, first of all, how long have you been making fan videos?
Oh, gosh. Probably 08, 09. I did it probably with Harry Potter first, and then a little show called Degrassi. I don't know if you guys heard of it.
I watched it.
Yeah, okay. And then, my ship back then was Eli and Claire. I don't know if you guys remember them. And then I did a little bit of Big Time Rush, a little Nickelodeon band. And then I saw Captain Hook in season 2, and I was like, okay, a new inspiration, I know. But, oh, gosh, they were so bad, but I didn't care. I just wanted to vid them because they had so much, like, since the first episode they were together, I was like, they have chemistry. There's something with them, so.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, I can't stop. It's like an addiction.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Nope.
So what was your very first fan video and, like, the very first song that you used?
Of them or just in general?
In general.
Oh, gosh. I don't even remember.
Okay.
It was a long time ago. It was before I had Creative Extremes. It was called HP Fan Forever something. Or no, Jonas Brothers Rock. That's Hannah Hall, the word. And I
it's all coming out now.
Still love them. It was sad because I didn't actually download episodes or like the movies for Harry Potter. I actually used to record. I had iMovie. So I would record a certain scene from my laptop computer onto the TV and like pick a scene and then just edit from there.
Okay.
So it was really shitty. It was like really bad quality. But I think my first song I did was Rescued by Jack's Mannequin. I don't know if you guys heard of that song.
Yes.
Yeah. That was like maybe, oh, probably 2008 I did that. So. But I have improved, hopefully. So long ago. And so determined. Like, I spent maybe 2 hours or 3 hours total just recording a certain scene from, like, every Harry Potter movie, the one I wanted. Because I used to vid Hermione and Harry together, so I kind of liked them together. But, yeah.
So how do you pick your songs, and how does your song choice influence your choice in scenes or direction of the video?
Oh, gosh. If anything, it depends on the episode, too. Like, if it's an angsty episode or happy episode, I go from there. I go on Spotify or my actual iTunes and look at... I have a playlist of Captain Swan, so I just kind of listen to the lyrics and see if it's relevant to the episode or what's going on right now in that situation. And then I just go from there. It depends on the scene, too. I'm very picky. Like, I want it to make sense, but I don't want it to make sense. But I don't want it to be too...
You don't want it to be too on the nose.
Right, because it kind of looks kind of cheesy and looks kind of, like... I remember I used to have the, like, Emma and Hook talk during the song, you know, like, their mouths moving, but I wanted, like, more expression or just something, like... Them, like, not talking, if you guys know what I mean. Like, just
Yeah.
Because it kind of gives it away if they're, like, talking over, like... If there was a moving over the music, kind of loses its, like...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It all depends on, like especially... I don't know if you guys remember the video when Hook dies in Camelot, you know? I used the Bring Me Back to Life by Evanescence.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Oh, that's such a good
song. I wanted to do something sad, but no, it's very angsty. It's very...
It is.
I was angry, I was sad, so I was like, I want it to fit my mood, so that's why I picked that one. And then Killian being mad at Emma at the very end, too. It kind of makes sense. It just has to make sense to me and how it plays out.
Are song lyrics really important as a deciding factor for using a song?
Oh, yeah. Even if it's just, like, maybe the chorus, I'll cut that song in, like just for it to fit. Because, like, even if it's just, like, a little bit of the song, I want to use it because it's just I can see it in my head already playing out.
Mm-hmm.
Even if just a small little segment of the song, definitely use it. But lyrics do come into play when I plan videos, because I want it to make sense and, you know, want everybody to, like, understand it and all that good stuff.
See, it's one of the reasons why, back in the day when I was a teen, made a lot of fan videos, never posted them anywhere, and then I kind of got out of it. But, like, I was never one to use lyrics because I basically would just fall in love with a song and just like the sound of it and want it to fit. And then the reason why I never posted them is because I'm just like, these lyrics just don't work at all with the, what I'm trying to persuade, like, to show. But I just really like the song. And it was like that struggle there of... That's why, like, I actually, in ones that I try to do now, I'll try to find an instrumental version of the song. So that way I'm not concerned about lyrics. Because one of the great things about YouTube is so many people will do piano covers of songs.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think then it's better. You don't have to worry about what the lyrics are, and it can still work.
Sure. I think I did that one time for, I don't remember what song I used. I did it for a few of them. And then even covers, like, say if it's like a upbeat song, but you want to kind of like be a ballad.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. I think I did that for a few of them too as well. Because I, ever since the whole copyright issue with YouTube and like using, like, for example, you know, Taylor Swift or something, you have to look for a cover. And it's actually maybe kind of, you know, nicer than the actual song.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I actually like covers much better than the original song.
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely makes it unique, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that leads me to a couple other questions I didn't think of. Have you had any problems on YouTube with copyright issues?
Oh, yeah, big time. One in particular, I did it a long time ago. I think it was like season 4. I did the Ellie Goulding song, Love Me Like You Do. And I worked so hard on that. I spent maybe like a week and a half, 2 weeks. So I wanted to match the beats perfectly. And it was amazing. I posted it, and it was like, oh, due to copyright, I had to take it down, even change the pitch. Yeah, still won't let me. It's like still in my computer wanting to be seen.
Oh, no.
I see people post the same song and everything, and I'm like, how'd they do it? Like,
yeah, exactly. I see a lot of videos with that song.
Right?
Yeah.
Not there. Now I'm like posting because now there's just so many of that video with that song. So I'm like,
God, now I forgot my next question.
Oh, sorry. Drink more wine, you'll remember.
No, you won't. It's a lie.
It's not wine. Well, it is, but it's Galaxy it's vodka rum and Moscato. No, yeah, vodka, Moscato.
Did you go get that hypnotic stuff that Rachel was drinking the other day?
It's Vanique. Yep. Vanique.
What? What the hell?
It's Moscato and vodka had a baby, and there's a unicorn that got in the mix somehow, and it's like unicorn piss.
Unicorn piss.
What it looks like.
If unicorns would urinate into a wine bottle, that's what it would look like.
Yep. It's really strong.
Now I never want to drink it.
No, it's really cool. It looks like you're drinking a galaxy.
Okay, so moving on to a little bit more of the technical aspect of fan videos, what programs have you used and are you currently using, and like which one do you like the best?
Yeah, well, I've always owned a MacBook. So at first I use iMovie 6 through iMovie 9. Kind of got bored of it because the quality wasn't that great and there wasn't much effects and coloring I could do. And then I moved on to Final Cut Pro, which has a lot more I can work with, like the effects, and then I know how to add coloring now. That's what I'm currently working on. I hope I worked on a Premiere a few times. Not my favorite, but I hope one day I can work on Sony Vegas just to see what it's like. But right now, Final Cut Pro.
Awesome. And how long does it typically take you to make a video now that you've been doing it for so long?
Oh gosh, it all depends. I remember, okay. When I used to do it like every week, like for the episode, I try to make it within like 2 to 3 days, but like on like hiatus and stuff, it takes me maybe. It honestly depends on the video. Like, if I lose inspiration, then I just try to finish as fast as I can, because even then, it's like, I don't care, but I do care. But sometimes, I remember one, I think I finished in a day. It all depends, but I think the one I worked on most was probably a month due to, like, school and work is the, trying to think of the video, Bring Me Back to Life, but I posted, right, during season 5, that one probably took maybe a month and a half.
Wow.
So I wanted to I was using different effects and a different coloring. I wanted to try something new, so that probably took me the longest, a month and a half.
Do you have any favorite scenes or episodes that you like to include in a lot of your videos? Is there a certain scene where you're just like, I need to put that in there?
Yep.
It's my favorite.
And I think their first kiss is always in my video. It's so hot. I love it. Yes. And then the CS movie. The CS movie is my favorite. No dancing. And then I think and mostly just CS movie, like them being together and being on the adventure, and definitely the Camelot scenes with them.
Yeah.
But definitely probably their first kiss is always most definitely in all my videos.
Are there any scenes that have not been done, like that were not on the show that you wish had been done that you could put in your videos?
I think we all know this one. I think we all do.
Yes.
I don't know what it could be.
Please elaborate.
Tina, what are you talking about?
We kind of had it, but
no, we didn't.
What are you watching?
Okay, until like the mom came in.
PG,
you
know? We got like a PG version.
Damn it, Snow.
The new Leroy.
If we had Hook in season one, we would have got it, because season one was so much more raunchy than like the rest of the season.
Oh my god, like I'm rewatching season one, I'm like, is this the same show? Like there's so much like
I know.
Sex talk in it.
She came to the door in her underwear, like
got shirtless Jamie Dornan.
Damn Peter Pan copyright owners or whatever. Do you have a favorite genre that you tend to stick towards?
Angst.
definitely angst. I'm the angst queen. I think I got a comment one time saying, don't you ever make happy videos? I'm like, no.
They're not fun.
They're
not fun. I was trying to find like happy videos to like wreck for this episode, and I'm like, I literally can't think of one that I like. I'm like, oh my god, I love this video. They're all angst or like hot, sexy ones.
Oh
like,
yeah,
really depressing ones. There's like nothing.
I was telling Lindsay, like, yesterday, I was like, I can't tell the difference between fluff and angst because I love it.
I was like, I was having that problem too.
is this like a fluffy thing? Because I couldn't tell because it was an emotional one, but it's still kind of sweet. It's like, well, it's just angst, just put in angst. It's like, well, but it's not angsty, it's just emotional.
It's because Captain Swan angst is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's like, emotion. Then we get confused.
they're at their best when they're filming like the angsty scenes.
They're crying or angry or yelling
or kissing.
Yeah.
I think I remember making or starting a video that was happy, and then when it's like right to sad, I'm like, yeah, this isn't working out. It's gonna be angst. I probably made maybe one happy one. Kind of like sexy too, so I don't know. It's hard.
Crazy.
And it's not like they have like a super like they have happy scenes, but it's like they don't have.
There's so few.
They have a lot more angsty scenes than I think, or I just watch the angsty scenes more. I don't know.
Sometimes they put like a very happy song to like all these like angst scenes. I'm like, this is confusing.
Yeah. This doesn't match.
The song definitely makes the fan video. Definitely.
Yeah.
I'll tell within like the first 15 seconds if I'll keep watching because of the
exactly.
song.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Same here.
Well, it's like Once Upon a Time, like when you watch the show, if the music adds to the scene, sometimes, you know, if the music, you might be fine, but add the music to it, you're in tears.
Damn you, Mark Isham.
The Isham swell.
Do you have any upcoming videos that you can tease us about? Any ideas that you're planning to do in the future?
I haven't. It's sad because it's the longest I haven't made a video. It's been like, I don't even know, like 8 months. I know. It is killing me because I've been working a lot and I just finished college. So now that I'm done with that, I'd probably be making more, definitely using the wedding scene. Even though it was like 5 seconds long, I was like, really, guys? But okay.
Yeah.
And I needed more than that. I was like, I need more material, guys. It's not working out. But, because, like, I planned so much, but now they're all out. All the episodes are out. I might just make one big one. It might be Aang, so watch out.
Yay!
Shocker!
Well, like, Aang's unhappy. I don't know what song yet, so if you guys can give me suggestions, that'd be awesome. I'm still looking for a perfect song, but it should be uploaded next month or so. So, check it out.
Yeah, I've subscribed now.
Thank you. But yeah, now that work and school's over for now, it's like, sweet, I can get back to it.
What was your favorite video that you've made? Or like one that you're just like really, really proud of and you're like, this is awesome. I kicked ass at this.
Let's see. I think it's gonna have to be Bring Me Back to Life that I posted like 11 months ago. The 2 minute and 30 second one. That one took me 2.5 months and it's
awesome.
It is
really good.
I'm quite proud. Is.
You should be.
You should be because we love it.
Thank you.
If you could redo one of your videos, which one would it be?
Oh gosh. Oh, that's a good one.
Probably Don't Let Me Go from the 5A finale when Hook, you know, dies for like the 5 millionth time. I feel like I showed my mom the video before I posted it. She's like, you showed his death 3 times. I'm like, yeah, he died 3 times. Like, that
it was
like,
emotional. Okay.
I know, right? He's like, why? I'm like, it's supposed to be angsty, mom. God. But like, no, you don't understand.
Trying to explain angst to parents is so difficult.
It is. She's like, I don't get it. I'm like, she's like, you're like depressing me. I'm like, I'm sorry.
That's the point.
That's the point. I want them to cry. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Sorry.
That's actually one of my videos I put on my list.
Yeah. Well, probably don't want to
surprise me. There
are stuff in there, so I'm like, I want to fix them because I'm a major perfectionist. So if I see, like, I remember. It was like a little part. I was like, that wasn't supposed to happen. Okay. So, probably that one.
I think it's perfection, but.
Do you ever hear a song and just think, oh my god, I need to make a video to this?
Yep.
All the time.
I have a Captain Swan playlist, like over 1,000 songs. I'm like, listening to the radio, I'm like, adding to the playlist.
Please share.
Yeah, for sure. Got a whole bunch, and even like on there's an app called 8 Tracks that people make their own.
Oh my god, I love 8 Tracks.
I love 8 Tracks.
So addicted.
Pirate themes all day.
Yeah,
I used to like write to all the time.
I still can't figure out how to make my own on there, but I listen to everyone else's.
I just saw the pirate ones. It's like, yes, I'm so piracy right now. I can do anything.
Yeah.
Steal all the things, pillage and plunder all day long.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm, don't take a bump.
Who are some of your favorite videographers that you like to watch?
Oh yeah. God. There's so many. I have to like go on my YouTube and everything. I've been on there forever. Let's see. You know what? It's funny. I have known her for seven years now. I still can't pronounce her freaking username. I'm like, her name is Joanna. I'm sure you guys are aware of who she is. She's actually one who helped me like get started with Captain Swan, like for footage and stuff and like advice. Her name is MBLAQ. She makes all like the sassy videos.
Yes.
Joanna. I love her. She is probably one of my favorites. She's like my inspiration.
I have one of her videos on my list too.
Oh yeah,
it's funny.
Legendary Dreamer.
Yes.
Love her. She's so sweet. Love Sucks Maniac.
Yes.
Yeah, her.
Sorry, I know everybody. I guess.
Everybody has their own unique little you know, way that they make it. And but I think definitely Legendary Dreamer. She doesn't do any more videos, but I loved her. Stelena Forever.
Yes.
She was great.
Like, Stelena Forever was like my first fan video I've ever watched, and I was addicted to her. Like, she did so great.
Same. She was like, I think her and Joanna were my inspirations. And my friend on Instagram, Emily, EMB26.
Yes.
She is my best friend, and she has improved so much. She's so dedicated. She's really talented. I love her too. I love everybody's. There's so many people. Pretty in Pink, 375. She does this really. My favorite video of hers has to be the Pillow Talk. It's kind of like an AU of Hook and Emma. It's really
the one where it's a different cover.
I think someone is going to wreck that later on. I think I remember seeing a video of Pillow Talk.
Yeah, Rachel and Jenna had
it. Oh, yeah. Did you?
It's by Pretty in Pink 375. I love her style. I love her stuff. Those sexy, I was like, oh, repeat forever. But everybody's awesome. Oh no, it's not her. It's Katie. I'm looking at it right now. That's why I'm like looking at it. Yeah, Katie. I1313. That's her. But yeah, with that one. As you can tell, I have a lot of favorites.
It's good. Like, it's healthy.
And was like, teach me your ways, because I think they all use Sony Vegas too. So I'm like, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
So tell us where everyone can find you online to check out all of your videos.
Wait, you can follow me on YouTube. My name is Creative X Dreams. You'll see a bunch of Captain Swan and Sexy Hook videos, which I need to make one soon. A Sexy Hook one. So
I'm very,
yes.
Yeah, I love your Zach Hook videos. They're amazing. It's like,
yes.
Give it to me.
Yeah, we've definitely wrecked quite a few. Of
we have. We have a thirst for Dark Hook, it seems.
Oh. Dark Hook is sexy. I'm sorry.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
I was ready for like
deserve
a whole,
more Dark Hook.
Like five of Dark Hook.
A whole season of it.
I didn't watch 3 episodes. I was like, give me a whole season.
Yeah. Season 7, guys. Bring it back.
Dude, Colin had a blast.
Yeah, you can tell
Dark Hook
it.
For season 7.
He needs to be like an asshole bartender.
Yeah. Give us all the Seattle. Death Star AUs.
That would be so funny.
And wear like a lot of beanies.
Plaid.
Because they're in Seattle, so.
The grandpa.
But he can still wear his eyeliner.
Yes, I was going to say that. Keep the eyeliner.
Oh, please. They're not going to take the eyeliner off. No way.
They can't. That's like part of his character.
People would stop watching.
I'm watching season 2 again, and it's like, I miss Badass Hook, man. He was so evil. I loved it. I was like, ah.
I have a serious problem for like horrible characters. <It's always laughs> with dark hair and blue eyes. Like Wes Bentley in American Horror Story. Like, I'm garbage. He's an actual serial killer, and I'm just like, hey, how you doing?
Rachel, you're my favorite kind of garbage.
Thanks.
So, Hannah, do you want to stick around for the rest of the show and talk about our video categories?
That would be lovely. This is my kind of thing. Awesome. I'm so in.
Cool. All right, so we are going to move on to some of our favorite Captain Swan fan videos, and we've grouped them by category because we're just that organized. So, Gabby, where do you think we should start?
Angst.
I would end with angst. Save the best for last.
Save the angst for last, man. Yeah.
We can start with fluff.
Okay.
So, Sarah, would you want to start with Fluff? I see yours the first one.
This is one of my favorite videos of all time.
Yes. It's great.
So, yes.
Go ahead.
My Fluff video is Wildest Dreams by Captain Cinnamon. This video, like, just ruined my life when I saw it. I don't even like Taylor Swift. Like, I despise Taylor Swift. Sorry.
Yeah.
But
why? How do we always come back to how much you hate Taylor Swift? Like every fucking because episode it's we been, talk about how you hate Taylor Swift.
It's been like my life since she started making music because she's from my town, so I've had to deal with this since she came out. But so this was a cover of Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift, and it's a beautiful cover. It and
is. Covers by Madeline Bailey. Sorry.
Yep.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that. And
my iPod.
I bought it.
She just uses all the most beautiful Captain Swan clips, and the coloring's pretty, and it's just very light, and it just it makes you cry, but in a I can't handle how beautiful they are way. And I just when I'm feeling sad, I watch it, and oh yeah, I just it's perfect.
Stop.
And it has this video has 92,000 views. So,
wow. It's been around for a while.
It has, yeah.
Yep. Yep, it was published in December of 2015, so yeah. It's, I think it goes as far as, like, season 5, so. That's my fluff.
I guess I'm next.
Sure.
I did, Emma and Killian, I Get to Love You by EMB26, or
yeah, Emily.
And this song fits them so perfectly. I wish you guys all listened to the song. It's, like, perfect. Because it's the wedding basically, and the song is as a kind of like a wedding kind of song, so like I don't know how to describe it. It's just great. You need to watch it.
It's beautiful. I love
it's
it.
It's by Ruel. What's her name? Yeah, I get to love you, Ruel. R U E L L E.
Kate. So my fluffy rec is Hook and Emma, All of Me by legendary dreamer Miss Jessie Van. Woohoo! Yes. This is actually like one of the first ever like CS video, like fan videos I watched. So it's absolutely lovely. It is so cute, and it follows you know like pretty much like the CS movie, and they're like little love sucks. You know this is I think this is where like they fell in love kind of thing. Very lovely.
Lindsay, you have another one on the list.
I do. Do you want me to read that one as well?
Sure.
So this one is called Killian and Emma. It's a song by You and Me, which is City in Colour and Pink, which is pretty awesome. And it follows their story up until, you know, he returns from... It's like Zeus springs him back and stuff, so it follows that story. It's like it's cute and it's like you know they've gone through troubles but look at them now kind of thing, and it's very cute, and it's by Indigo Ibex. Oh, and it's me again. Sorry, I love fluff. I'm sorry, I love fluff. Similar thing. Hook and Emma, High Above the Ground. Again, it's just another one of their like their love stories, another take on it. It's up until the wedding, so it's just oh, my heart melts when I watch this one. And it's by Monitor. Whatever you pronounce it, I don't know. But there you go.
I have one last one. It's called You Brought Me Home by Zostelina Forever. It's my first fan video. And I watched it over and over again every day. Because like, it was when I started getting into the fandom. And it kind of got me through the hiatus. It was like end of season 3, so it has the CS movie in it. It's all in it. But it's really beautiful. The song is like just a instrumental, so it's great.
I love that you can remember your first CS fan video. Like, I have no idea. What my first was.
Well, I always go back to watch it, like, kind of like, oh, you know, I'll go back to him. Hannah, do you got anything to add for the fluffy category? What's your favorite fluff?
Oh, gosh.
She doesn't do fluff.
What is this fluff? Right, what is fluff. That? I don't know what that means.
It's my forte.
It's probably my third favorite. Probably
Under Pressure.
Even if it's one of your own, it's cool too.
Promote yourself, girl.
This one's pretty old one. I think it's like mid-season 3 finale, Hook and Emma, Wait a Lifetime by Valentina Zemlya. Yeah, her. It's
It's fluffy and also kind of angst. Sorry, I had to add some angst in there. but it's fluffy to me. And also, I got to agree with he brought me home. That's like on my, that's what the first one I have on my playlist is that one. Yes. Probably that one as well. Love it. It makes me cry every single time.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Still so powerful. I love it.
I still get chills watching it.
I know. Sorry.
So, moving on to funny videos. I don't have anything specific because I really just want to give a shout out to everyone who makes the crack videos. Like,
yes.
It makes me laugh so hard, especially because you don't realize you're thinking of these parallels until people actually put them in these crack videos, and then you're just like, oh my god, I'm not the only crazy person who saw that little parallel there. And also, I want to give a shout out to the people. Oh, actually, I need to pull it up. The person who makes the Captain Swan cock blocked videos.
Joanna, yeah.
Okay, alright, good. So I don't have to pull it up. But yeah, those are great. They will literally put every single moment in which Killian and Emma have been cock-blocked throughout all the seasons of Once Upon a Time, and it's brilliant.
Those sound effects, though.
Yes, that's the best part. This is not Captain Swan related, but my favorite funny video is the SAS videos. The Once Upon a SAS Neverland edition by MBLAK Minaz. It's just genius, and I laugh so hard every single time, no matter how many times I watch it, because you just, to have all of the best of Neverland compiled into one video is just great. And then there's a Frozen edition as well, and I think a Wicked Witch edition as well. So yeah, they're genius.
One of the first I watched was Fix It Upper, Captain Swan by Captain Cinnamon. It's just funny, it's silly, you know, we do along, you know, Frozen song Fix It Upper, and we do it along to that, and it's just a really fun, like, it was done in season 3, so it's just, oh,
how have I not
so
seen
funny.
That one, because I feel like
oh,
I've read
well,
it right now, like.
It's in our group, it's in the funny section, so take a look. And we'll be posting all these videos as well, when we post this episode up, so look out for that.
Yep, there'll be a mega list of all the videos.
Oh yeah, master list.
Yes.
My second recommendation, which is kind of like, it could be taken two ways, but I'm taking it as a like tongue-in-cheek way, so it's a Hook and Charlie,
man.
A Thousand Years by Christina Perry, has been done by Valor MD, and it's like, you know, like if it were like, you know, the ultimate bro CP, I've waited 1,000 years for you, you know. It's beautiful. It's like, I think it's Kim's kind of video. I think she will be very psyched up by this one.
It's definitely on my favorite list, that's for sure. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Jenna wrecked a video that is a Hook Floor fan video to a Tub Thumping remix.
And I love this video so much.
It's by Once Upon a Gen, and yeah, it's fucking hilarious for anyone who ships Captain Floor. Which, who doesn't ship Captain Floor?
Yeah. You don't ship Captain Floor, just get out.
But Dawes there, love.
Does it include a special appearance by Captain Stairs? Because it doesn't. It'd be really sad.
I think there's a missing market there, Kim. There you go.
There you go. All the times he falls down the stairs.
Yeah. I have a Hook and Charming funny one. It's Hey Nana by M. Black Minos.
Yeah.
It's from like season, I think it's like the beginning of Hook coming on to like season 3 or season 2 ish, mm-hmm. And it's just like all the funny moments of them growing out and how Hook always, you know, tease, I don't know, just a funny tease on how the relationship in the first 2 seasons that Hook was there.
I just saw in my recommended videos it says Rumpelstiltskin Gangnam Style, and now I kind of want to watch it.
Someone's been watching too many videos.
Now that's something I would actually pay money to see. So, Bobby Carlyle doing Gangnam Style? Come on.
That'd be hilarious.
That should have been his musical.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
They had all styles of music in that musical except for K-pop.
Missing the market there, love.
Damn it, now I'm gonna have to go watch the musical episode. Why?
You're welcome.
Good luck, I haven't been able to do it.
Why?
Since it aired. I just can't.
Too many feels.
Can't watch anything. You guys don't understand the struggle I had yesterday, because I haven't watched anything Once Upon a Time related since the finale aired, and I knew I had to, like, research for this episode, and so I was watching these fan videos, and the very first Captain Swan fan video I put on, I was sobbing hysterically, because I was just like, oh my god, Captain Swan is over, we're not gonna get any more scenes with them, like, this is it, and I lost it, and I was like, it's too soon, I can't watch these fan videos. Oh, the struggle was real.
I keep wanting to watch the finale again, because I'll see, like, occasional posts about the finale with Josh Dallas, and I was like, guys, we saw him that day, and I'm like, oh god, I want to watch it again, because we saw him that day, and I'm like, oh, but I can't, because I'm just gonna sob, and I'm like, ugh.
Canada.
Stinner's got number one, recommended. It's Hook, Mambo number 5.
Yes, that one is a mess. Yes,
it's an old one, but it's a goodie.
Only a goodie.
Okay, so next we've got Killian-centric videos, which there's a lot of good ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
Bless this fandom for their Dark Hook videos. Gabby, you got one?
I have two.
Yeah.
I got Hannah. This is who I became. I love that one.
Thank you.
Oh. And since you're here, you could explain it.
Cool. Oh gosh, I spent forever trying to pick the right song, but I heard like the beginning, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna put where his dad says like, this is the man. I want you to be like a good man." He was like, "This is what I became," and it's like, "Badass, badass, badass."
Yes. Badass. The song is brilliant.
So fun to make.
And then. Another one. Sorry, Hannah. I'm so sorry. I love that one, too. Those are my two.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That one was so much fun.
I love it.
I want to add the slam somehow of like, the knife going to the table. I was like, I want to have like a big boom. And I was like, yes, okay. So that was like, the whole goal, just to make that knife go down the table.
That's probably one of like my favorite things that people do in videos, is where they time a scene out perfectly with like the beat and something. Mm-hmm. I just love it so much. It's so great.
Those are my two.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Rachel, you're next on the list.
So mine is Broken Crown Hook, and it is by GSS42X, and basically I'm garbage for anything Mumford & Sons, because, like, if you want to talk about some angst, like, pretty much every single one of their songs is, like, just pure angst. Mm-hmm. Even if it's, like, meant to be a happy song, you can make it angst. So, it's just so good, and I just love everything about it, and I'm bad at describing videos, but it's just so good.
Same here. Just watch it.
So, I've got, Shall We Finish What We Started?
It's a good one, too.
It's like a Dark Hook one, like, and it's dark and it's saucy and it's
so
like,
sexy,
badass. Uh-huh. Like, oh, sex on a stick, Dark Hook, come on, mate, come on.
So good.
It's lovely. It's like, mm-hmm. 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5 would bank.
Would bank.
I have to add another Dark Hook to the list. I am such trash for Florence and the Machine, and yes. Dealing Dreams did a Dark Hook video to Seven Devils, which is one of my favorite songs.
I love that one.
And oh my gosh, this video. Again, 5 out of 5 would bang. Like, there's
the
what
thirst
else can you
for
say
Dark
about
is
Dark
very
Hook?
Real.
Yeah.
And then I have one. Called Find Killian, Somebody to Love, and it's by S space so on YouTube, but on Tumblr they're Once Upon a Mirror, and this is just so good. It's all, it's like just Killian's life journey set to Queen Somebody to Love, and it's just perfectly timed. It has all the good stuff.
Is it actually Queen, or is it like cover?
It is actually Queen.
Yes!
It's good. 10 out of 10. Would recommend.
Let's move on to Emma-centric videos. I struggled with this because they were just too painful to watch.
Yeah.
So, the dogs agree.
They're like, it's too much, guys! Don't do it!
Yeah. They don't like leaf blowers. They're very scary.
I agree.
They also don't like all the Emma pain.
Gabby, you want to kick us off with some Emma videos?
This will be my all-time favorite Emma video in the world. It's by M. Black Minos. It's called Insane Like Me. The song is Gasoline by Hazley. It's awesome.
I love that
video.
All,
it's Dark Swan in her badassness. It's great.
So is that like an angsty, just soul Dark Swan video?
Soul Dark Swan.
Yes.
I don't know if it's angsty. I think she was badass when the scenes that they did, they put it together so that it looks like she's badass. Like,
because like really I good. Was, that's what I was like out searching for last night. Was I really wanted, like, I was watching all these amazing Dark Hook videos, and I'm like, I really want a Dark Swan video that's similar to this.
There you go.
That's what
watch
that
it.
Is.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. Watch it.
Awesome.
It's really good.
Lindsay.
So, I've got a one called Titanium by Mo Monatar again. Basically, this is just, like, Emma Swan being badass. Like, how dare you, like, insult Emma? She's, like, awesome. She's badass. She's ace. Look at this video. Boom.
It's all the proof you need.
Yes. Up until, like, 4:12, but still. You can see it all there. It's, like, boom. Awesome. That's good, number one. This one's emotional. It's angsty and it's emotional. And I cried. And yeah, soz guys. It's called The Savior by Nikila CZ. It was posted in November, so it's like, was when she had the visions and stuff. So it's up until that point. But basically, it's her journey up until that point. And it's like, you can just see what a horrible and tough life she's had. And I cry. I'm like, Gabby, I'm crying. She's like, Gabby's like, this is nothing. I'm like, there's so much. Poor Emma. Why?
No sympathy.
You're so judgmental in your angst, Gabby. Like,
I'm sorry. I kind of...
You don't even know.
I know, exactly. I don't know.
What does this mean?
There's a Emma Swan Save the Hero Tribute Part 1 by 2Tink85. She's great as well. It's Part 1, so it's seasons 1 through 4, and it's about her struggles and relationships. It's really great. It's about 6 to 8 minutes long, I think. And it's recent. It's like just published a couple days ago. So.
So I have one that I found last night, actually, because I wanted to see something that encompassed, like, up until the season 6 finale, and this was by Once Upon a Jen, and it's a tribute to Emma, and the song is I Know You Love to Fall by Message to Bears. It's a really beautiful song, and it just has all these just really beautiful clips of Emma from the beginning up until the end, and yeah, I was a sobbing mess. Should not have been watching these too soon. Need to stop.
Too soon. And then mine is by the same person, Once Upon a Mirror. What is it? Yeah, Once Upon a Mirror on Tumblr. And it's called Once Upon Emma's December.
Oh, and it's a Daddy Charming.
I know. You know I am Daddy Charming trash. You know, Sarah.
I know.
But it's so good. It's the song Once Upon a December from the movie Anastasia. It fits so well, and this video just gives me all the feels.
I can't watch that them. Because then when I see Anastasia and in a couple weeks, I will be crying even more than I normally would have been.
Like, Sarah, we all know you're already going to cry.
That's what I mean. But I'll be like, Emma and Charming.
I was literally trying not to cry earlier because I was going over old Daddy Charming videos that Rachel sent me, and I'm trash.
So we're all Daddy Charming trash.
So, a category that I didn't think to add to the list until 3 a.m. last night was parallels, because I realized on my favorites list I had quite a few. My favorite being a Killian and Emma parallel video with Flynn and Rapunzel.
I love that.
As we all know, there are so many parallels between them. This one is by Indigo Ibex, and oh my god, it's perfect.
Yeah, I love that one.
And also a Hook and Emma and Charming and Snow parallel video, which is also very well done. They take a lot of dialogue that you didn't realize paralleled other dialogue from the show, and that's by Stelena Forever. Also very well done.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to sexy videos.
My favorite.
Woohoo! Sexy time! Here we go.
Bow, chicka, bow, wow. I wanna sex you up.
Let's get it on.
I really want that line. I want to see me. Get your wine out.
Guys, why? I don't have one for this. Why?
Who are you?
Sarah, you need to fix that immediately.
I feel like you guys pretty much got it covered. I mean,
you are the winkest link. Goodbye.
You are the weakest link.
Everyone on my favorites list, you guys already posted, so I mean,
you got it
we've sorted.
We've heard it all before.
Gabby, go ahead and kick it off.
So I wrecked this like I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, but it's so good. It's worth another mention. It's Hook and Emma, Hot and Vulnerable by Relentless Dreamer. It is. Sex on a stick, man. It's awesome. Like, it has the pancake scene, the couch scene, like their first kiss, like all that stuff in it. So it's really great. The song is amazing. Thank you, Ray, for helping me get the song.
I got you. So mine is a like CSAU, and it's Hook and Emma Animals, the Maroon 5 song, and it's basically like Emma starts having dreams. It's like after the season 3 finale, so she starts having dreams of what would have happened had other Hook not interrupted them. And it's basically just like hot tension and dreams and sexy goodness. And they use other scenes from other shows where they actually had pancakes.
Yes.
So.
Not just implied pancakes.
And it's by Just for Fun Vids 925, and it's so good. Ugh, it's
just for
favorites.
Fun, eh? Just for fun. Well.
Just for fun.
Oh, okay.
And then my other one. Guys, we're getting to my topics now.
Someone's
okay?
thirsty.
Oh, probably
knew that. That's not a secret.
Drink of water.
Need a bucket of water.
Oh, yeah.
So my next one is Hook and Emma in the Air Tonight, and it's not like super long, but it's a cover of the Phil Collins song, and it is like so freaking sexy, and it's basically like what should have happened in the winter finale, and I don't remember which winter finale it was, but it's still so good. And it's by
one of them,
Bala, all of them, all the winter finales. But it's by Vala MD. So, check them out.
Okay. So, okay. I have Hook and Emma Crazy in Love by XX Makita Sana XX. And it's very, like, slow and very saucy. And it's like, you get like, so, like, wild up, and then, like, on the show, still walks in at the end. It's like, damn it, Snow.
Yeah.
You know, cause it's only like 1:35, so you just get in the mood, and then he's just sitting falling asleep there.
No.
Okay.
I'm awake.
She's getting in the mood. Okay. She's laying back. She's getting in the mood. Okay. I see how it is, girl. You know? Fine. And number one is by Emma and Hook, Powerful, which is by Miriam MB. It's like pretty much like the pancake scene, like, and just again another like just slow, hot, burning tension, and it's like, oh, come on, guy, just give me the goods.
Are we one of the few ships that have just never had them bang? I mean,
I think so.
Like
officially
why?
Bang, yeah.
Why?
Like, it's implied banging.
They have one episode left to give us this.
I think that was our implied. Look, we have been having sex, guys. Come on, but not yeah. like, you know, every other ship, yeah.
We got
not seen, like, you know,
we got snowing.
Disarray, like, oh, look, we're so flustered. Look at us. Like, we're just
having Rumba has, like, so many gross ones. There's, like, one more angsty, or no, sorry, you know, a sexy one that I personally like. It's by Just for Fun Vids 2, 925. It's called Give You What You Like.
Yes!
Have you guys seen that one? It's like, it turns into like a drunken night, and then it just, they all like, it's like very heated and very sexy. Oh, just go watch it.
And it gives me so many feels because it's Avril Lavigne, and like, she was meant to do shit back in the day.
She's awesome. That one's really sexy. I feel like watching it right now.
So I move on to one of my favorite categories, which is AU. Let's see, Gabby, you're on the list here with, oh my god, one of the best videos.
Which one?
Heathens.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
Heathens is great because it's all like dark swan, like it's like a Emma Killian crossover, like they're villains. So like the dark ones are they're both villains, and like the song is awesome. I don't know if this song's not mentioned on here, but
it's Heathens by 21 Pilots.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Thank you.
What was it? Suicide Squad film, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I recommended this video, I think, a while back, or I gave it to someone to recommend. I can't remember. I know we wrecked it at some point though.
Yeah, but it's good. Great by Dealing Dreams. Check it out. And then my other one was Killing Emma and plus Henry, a Fairy Tale AU by Indigo Beck, Ibex. It's just, it's what would happen if it was Killing and Emma not Snow and Charming. So they're basically having Snow and Charming's life where they Emma and Killian are the ones that sent a baby off. Emma and Killian were the ones that had the true love kiss and all that stuff. It's really good.
So mine is to a song by Ellie Goulding, Hanging On, which I'm Divergent trash, so anything from the Divergent soundtrack I want to see videos to. So this one is an AU where Cora erases Killian's memory, and Emma finds him and has to try to get him to regain his memory and tell him that he's actually a fairy tale character. And they use clips from The Right, and it just works really, really well, and it actually
it's
looks
really
like
good,
they're
yeah.
on an adventure, like with her trying to like spark his memory, and yeah, I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I like that one as well.
My AU rec is Sweet Dreams, Emma and Hook AU, and it's by EXO, Selena Forever OX, and it's so sexy and dark, and it's like Killian comes to town, and he's, like, the mysterious bad guy, and Emma's intrigued, and everyone's like, no, don't do it, but, you know, who can say no to those blue eyes? So, it's good.
Oh, I forgot to say that this AU was by Double Trouble 1518. My bad. Gotta give credit where credit's due.
Yes, absolutely. I've got one by Indigo Ibex. It's a Captain Swan of 610. I think it's the one episode we all wanted.
So where Killian goes to Regina. So basically, and it's that basically, and Killian, he woos her again and all that, you know. He wins her heart, and then we have true love's kiss, and then it's like, okay, let's go back home. It's very lovely.
I haven't seen this one yet, and I really want to watch it.
Yeah. It is the episode I think we all wanted. Like, okay,
I think instead of watching 6:10,
I loved Old Hook, don't get me wrong, but that's kind of the thing I wanted secretly. Shh.
He could have met Old Hook too. I mean, he still could have had.
Yeah, but we could have had it all.
Could have had it all.
Oh, Ray, I'm getting flashbacks from this morning. Have you seen to me?
Shut up.
It's one way to wake up.
I serenaded Lindsay this morning at 4 a.m. Yeah, my time. Because I had just gotten home.
I was still awake.
You weren't opening my Snapchats.
You were replying to her.
Like, yeah, I was watching fan videos. Like,
I didn't know that.
Why wasn't I blessed with these?
Because your name wasn't at the top, and drunk me can't find stuff. You're not at the top. Sorry.
So back on topic, my other recommendation is Huck and Emma, Haunted AU by 2Tink85. And this is basically a modern AU where they're just so, like, it's kind of based about, you know, the wild, wild horses that Jen did. It's kind of like that. So, like, but we've called it, like, we'll call him Killian, sorry. And they're just so, like, drawn to each other, you know, they're haunted by each other. They have to have that predicted kind of thing, and it has, like, you know, images from their other films and TV shows and stuff, but obviously it's done really well and it looks like they are actually banging and it's great.
I mean, they have a description, Lindsay, if you want to read it.
Oh, okay, right. I'm going to read them. So, read the length of a story. Killian joined the fallen loved ones before everything changed when a terrible accident happened and he was forced to bury his love in the forest ground. His thoughts haven't found peace since then. He always feels her there, past and present, mixed in a dangerous mind's game. Will he find a way to get free, or will he discover an unbelievable truth?
It's a really good video.
Find out. It is really good. I'm
sexy as hell.
I'm just having these thoughts of, like, Lindsay narrating, like, an audiobook.
I know, like, I want Lindsay.
I want Lindsay to, like, read Harry Potter to me.
This is just
give me a new section of the podcast.
I never read the bio thing, like, the description. I just watch it. That's why I misinterpreted it. I'm sorry, guys. I've been exposed. I'm sorry. I'll drink that. Shut up, you.
I have another one called Starcrossed by...
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's really good.
By Swan Captain, and it takes the idea of Emma and Killian being destined to be together throughout all these different lives. And so, like, one of them dies, and then they're kind of rebirthed again into a new life. And it's like a trope that's been done in numerous YA novels, but I'm trash for it. And... yeah, I love this because it uses clips from The Tutors, and yeah, I'm Tutors.
Someone needs to turn this into, like, an actual fan fiction, though. Like, hell, I think there are some, but
I think
there's
been fixed. There's been fixed about it.
Yeah, I know, but like, I haven't found any that are, like, completed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure.
I can relate to that. Yeah.
Any other AUs? There's so many. AU is, like, a huge category.
I have whole playlists of AUs, but definitely my favorite one is Emma and Hook, Never Let Me Go by A Matter of Perception. It's like, what if Emma and Hook had their own little adventure to Neverland to save Henry?
Ooh,
really? I really think that have been that good with that trope.
Link me!
And the man-ups are, like, spot on. It's so cool.
I'm, like, so glad we're doing this because I'm finding so many videos that I did not know existed.
We converted Lindsay.
I like fun videos now, guys. Woohoo!
No, I just can't.
Why would you not?
Exactly.
I'm a fanfic queen. I'm sorry. Where is your like the fan video queens? I'm the fanfic queen. I'm sorry.
I'm queen of everything. I'm just garbage.
Yeah, with you, but anyway, it's fine.
I love Ray. How you went from I'm queen of everything to I'm garbage.
Queen garbage.
You're like the garbage that's like so nice that you have to pause and be like, is this actually recycling?
Yep. That's a high compliment since I live in Florida.
Well,
let's move on to our last category.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go, guys. Train. Queens are coming out.
Eggs train. Gabby, get away.
Gabby, Ray, and Hannah are now in their element. Off you go, ladies.
I don't even, like, mine is, like, so angst trash that I don't even consider angst. It's, like, just death.
Just death.
Because the first one says Forgive Yourself by Captain Marshmallow, which is awesome. But, like, it's so sad. I think I wrecked it before and, like, made you guys watch it. And you're like, why did you make me watch this? It's, so Emma and Killian meet. They get married. They have pancakes. They have Emma gets pregnant. Unfortunately, Emma loses the baby. She gets depressed.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this is why I refuse to watch it.
Jesus.
Got some serious trigger warnings.
Well, Killian gets so depressed, it's really sad.
What the fuck?
It has a bit of a happy ending.
No.
Don't they get all reunited?
In death?
Yeah.
Oh, they lost? They're
together.
Oh my god. The afterlife, they all come together.
That's really my definition of a happy ending, guys.
it's good, but it's just like, it's...
It feels like all of it's like...
It's not even angst, it's just like...
All of this description, we should play like the Lost soundtrack that's over him. The end soundtrack, like whether you like say goodbye to you or like at the end of season 6. That's what we should play for this bit. It's so angsty.
I think that's more than angst, dude. That's more
that's
than
what I was saying.
I don't even
just
know
torture.
I don't
it's
even
just
know
emotional
you anymore.
Torture.
That's like that one fan fiction. This is the video version.
Oh yes. God, no, that
that's
one fan fiction I used to read
her
as well.
Small. Oh.
No, don't. I know
which
what you mean.
One?
Throat.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, that's. You guys
said to me. I looked at you one, guys, didn't I? And, he was like, no, Lindsay, don't do this. Don't do this to us. Please don't do this to us.
What is it?
What fic are you guys talking about?
The one, right?
No, fuck that fic.
Yeah, that's. I know that fic.
Well, this is the fan video version of it, okay?
Yeah,
take that level of angst, and that's the stamping for the fan vid version.
God damn, what is wrong with us all?
So I'm gonna continue this. I've wrecked this so many times, I've talked about it a million times, so I'm gonna talk about it again. Saturn, MN Hook, and it's basically like a mashup of 520 and like their lives together. So it's like them saying goodbye and like their moments. And Saturn's the saddest song on the face of the planet. And if anyone thinks anything else, you can fight me.
Yeah, fuck everyone who uses Saturn in their Captain Swan fan videos.
Mm-hmm. Like any fan video, I don't even have to like know the ship and I'll start crying because they're using that song. Like, it is
Why?
The most depressing song and like most, like just so, so sad. Music, like it's just so heartbreaking, and I'm playing it now and my heart just hurts so much. Oh,
it's so good.
Voiceovers are so perfect, but it's by GSS42X, and bless you for making this perfect video, even though it makes me want to like jab myself in the heart. But yeah, pretty great. Guess you watch it.
I guess me and Ray kind of dominated.
I can't even believe how many videos you guys posted in this category.
I posted two because Gabby posted
I'm
all
not surprised.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, so this is You, Hannah. Please Don't Go by Killian Emma.
I cried making that video. I had to take a break like every 15 minutes.
This one is perfection, man. Because I had to go, in order to find like proper angst for me, I have to go to like Firebird, Swan Song, or Birth when those came out, because that's when all the good videos come out. And I saw this one, and I was like, oh my god, this is perfect. You can go, you can explain it, Hannah, if you like.
I was just, let's just say, I was just a complete wreck. I actually heard that song a day prior, before the episode came out, and I was like, remembering that song, I was like, oh my gosh, that is so perfect. Because he didn't want her, like, she didn't want him to, like, leave him behind, and just, oh, I can't talk about it, I'm gonna cry.
I'm tearing up.
I like yes, sir.
Just the lyrics, did they just fit? I was like, yeah, this is the song I want to use, and I kept crying every time I was making it.
Barcelona is another one of those bands that, like, every single one of their songs is so angsty and painful.
So thank you. Yeah, it was. I was a mess that whole week. I was like in school, just like depressed for like the whole week. I was like, it's not good. And then in class, I'm actually making it too. Like, I can't stop. But I don't want to cry though in front of people.
So mine's called "When You Meet the Love of Your Life." Time stops, and I don't know if it's that angsty. Like, it isn't. It isn't. Like, the song is "Say Something" by A Great Big World, so I mean,
that's angsty.
Yeah, okay. But it's like kind of, I don't know. It's not as angsty as Saturn. Let's just put it that way. But it's still like so angsty because they have all those really good voiceovers about like. There's like. Oh, all the voiceovers are just so good. It's just all so good. Everything's so good. And it's like has Will's voiceover. Like, when you find true love, you fight for them. You know, the one that like everyone uses and it always works and it's just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it is by Miss Catherine Pierce, who's known for her angst as well. So it's just good. And I want to give a shout out to her. Like, it's not angsty, but her 30-minute long Captain Swan video of how they fell in love with each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's the most beautiful thing. And I need her to add season 6 to it. Are you listening?
It's like the CS video Bible.
Yeah. Just add on your season 6 and we'd be good to go.
Is it me now?
Nope.
No, it's Gabby.
Hey, Gabby! Alright, lass.
I'm gonna just pick one and then you can go.
Did you say it?
That's what I was gonna do. It's Hook and Emma, Did You Say It by Shades of Blue. And I love it when songs, when like fan videos have like wordings from other shows or ships or whatever, and they put it over Captain Swan because it fits so well. It's so perfect. You guys seen it, so what else do you guys like about it?
Do you want, okay.
Go ahead, right.
The voiceover is from Grey's Anatomy from Meredith and Derek.
Should have known.
Yeah. And Meredith is my other OTP forever, and the fact that they put that with Captain Swan, like, this video is one that, like, really makes me just, like, sob my eyes out. Like, because, I don't know, for those of you who watch Grey's Anatomy, but Meredith is, it's a lot of angst, and it's painful, and he died, and I hate everything, and...
Was that Dr. McDreamy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just check.
And it's just so good. And it's about Killian dying, because, you know, 5'11". Oop, oop. Angst.
Yes. Go ahead, Lindsay. Now it's your turn.
It's my time to shine. So, I have Captain Swan, Way Down We Go by Captain Cinnamon. It's basically, like, just, like, following, like, you know, kind of their story up until like they leave Killian and Firebird. So it's like your life is so shit, and then then you have to leave, separate, like you finally find happiness, but no, you've got to fucking go. You can't be together because life is shit.
Oh my god.
To put it in nice way possible, but it's like, well, that's the nicest way
possible. I want Lindsay to describe everything to me for the rest of my life.
You go through a life, like, you know, the worst things you go through, like, because you have, like, Emma and Killian, look back, you know, they've had the shittiest life ever, and then, Firebird, we're gonna go now, we can't be together, oh no, But you're going to continue being happy. No, you can't be happy. Who can be happy after that? Fuck's sake, no.
0 out of 5. Won't bang.
0 out of 5.
What?
Won't bang.
How could you...
That might be the tagline. I thought I had a tagline. And
I hate angst. Okay.
Angst is the best. Okay. Don't.
It
hate.
Is not. I disagree.
Don't hate.
My favorite angsty video is by Hannah, and it's Wait by M83. I love this video because it focuses on one of my favorite Captain Swan scenes, which is the I Can't Lose You 2 kiss from season 4, and the timing of the music to it is perfect, and it uses all these beautiful clips, and it makes my heart hurt. And that song is one of my favorite songs, so.
I love M83. They're amazing.
Another band that is just all angst.
Yeah, totally.
So, I've actually remembered what it's about now. So, basically, this is, like, this video is called, like, Already Gone, and it's including, like, up until where we are now. And it's, so 6:22, and it's cut by Captain Swan Love, and it's basically, like, just saying goodbye to Captain Swan. So,
oh,
it's
I
not angsty.
Nope.
Not that life.
It's emotional. Nope. I was last night. Someone I asked Gabby about, like, Gabby, it's not angsty, but it's, like, really emotional, and she's like, just put in angst. And this is the one, because I did cry my eyes out, because...
I can't watch
this. This is goodbye, and it's like, this is a beautiful tribute. It's saying goodbye.
Right, that's not sad.
It is! It's saying goodbye to my beautiful baby!
Get out of here, Gabby!
Gabby, you just because you are
but,
like
no, I could watch it again.
An angst connoisseur. I mean, we all are.
Ray
this
and I,
is, no,
it's supposed to be Ray and I. You're supposed to be like this.
There's a difference for me between angst and a tribute video saying goodbye to them.
Yeah,
I'm still working through my 5
things.
Stages of grief.
Okay, I'm
we're
sorry.
Not there yet.
We're still
I'm
on
not,
angry stage.
Yeah, I'm still on stage 2, anger.
I'm on stage 1, denial.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
I'm like 1.5.
Yeah.
I do want to read Jenna's spreck because this video is so good, and it's Emma and Killian, Captain Swan. Like, I'm gonna lose you, and talk about some painful. Angst. It is obviously Killian dying and Emma losing him. And it's the cover by Jasmine Thompson, and the video is by Just for Fun Vids 925 again.
Again, just for fun. It's all for fun.
It is
it's
not,
all
just
laugh,
for
not for
fun.
It's all a fucking laughing at me.
Just for angst.
Your username is a lie.
You fucking con artist, you!
And all the people. So good. Y'all should watch it.
Kim, I want you to watch. Forgive me.
No! No. No. I love you, Gabby. But I won't do that. I would do anything for Gabby, but I won't do that.
Alright, no. We are going to take a brief few minutes here to pimp out some headcanons that you would like videographers in the fandom to do. I will go. Harry Potter AUs, please.
Oh my god, please.
So like the 5th time Sarah has asked for it.
Yeah, like, I think you like Harry Potter. Like, I'm not sure, but I think so.
Yeah, a little bit.
Nope.
A little bit.
Okay.
There's like, someone did a trailer, like a fake movie trailer with Harry Potter, like, to the Harry Potter story with Once Upon a Time clips, and that was really well done. But if we could do, like, some Death Eater stuff with, like, some Dark Swan and Dark Hook clips, like, that'd be cool, because I just don't have the skills... And also, a parallel video of Captain Swan with Buffy and Angel, please and thank you.
I want Hamilton with Captain Swan.
Yes!
Yes.
I second that motion. Like, can you...
Third.
Yeah. I just... a winner's ball would be amazing. Yeah.
I'm freaking out. Somebody do it.
I mean, it has to be out there, but I haven't seen it. But, you know, I just want... you know, the whole... His ship is in the harbor, and it's, like, Killian, like, coming in, like... Because his ship was totally on fire, but people don't know that. But, yeah, the ship was totally on fire, and I just want that Killian, like, smile at the helm, just the... Like, I can't do it, but you know what I'm talking about, with just... And there's a million things he hasn't done, but just you wait.
I think Kim has thought about this a little bit.
He's not throwing away a shot to get revenge on Rumpelstiltskin.
She's been a long time. Yeah.
I'll just start singing. Don't judge me.
I want more Dark Hook videos to, like, heavy rock songs with, like, the flashing effect.
Proper heavy rock songs. Well. Like, not one of these fake rock songs.
No, like, I made a gift set to Korn's Pray For Me, and I really want to make a video with it, but I don't know how to make a video.
Ooh. Okay. The Queen of the Damned soundtrack with Jonathan Davis' vocals to Dark Hook.
Yes! Oh my god!
Yeah, I think Ray is excited about that idea.
Also, speaking of which, some more, like, AU, like, Killian vampire things, which would be hard to do,
that'd be hot.
Yeah.
I am losing my shit over this Harry Potter manip right now.
Just, like, lots of Dark Hook with heavy metal songs.
I
probably
make a video based on that edit, because, like, man, I've been planning it a little bit. So I might do Harry Potter and Once Upon a Time.
Sarah.
Sarah's face.
I got all the footage, so we'll see.
I have such I Harry Potter trash.
Oh,
I like this. Do it.
I'm doing it, guys.
Lindsay has her finger up.
Yes, Lindsay.
So I want Lieutenant Jones. I want more of that, like Monitz, like videos, whatever you can give me. You know, always up for that trash. And Princess Emma, you know, but Lieutenant Ducklin, I love that kind of thing. I eat that up for breakfast. And also, I would actually really love like a Lost AU. I would love that. I'm sorry.
I can't believe that hasn't been done yet.
There's been a fic, but it wasn't completed. I'm very annoyed about it. The fic never completed. I'm still very annoyed about that, but still. You give me a video, I will be happy.
But, like, someone could easily combine, like, Lost clips with, like, Neverland clips.
Please. All I want for, not Christmas, but whatever is nearest holiday to this.
Christmas. It's almost, like, half Christmas.
Half Christmas!
It's almost 4th of July.
She's I don't love recommending holidays.
I'd I'm like Outlander.
Yes!
She's been a thick. I wrecked that thick.
She can't write it anymore because someone, like, reported her for copyright and, like, copying the words or whatever. And it's like, that's what happens when everybody does, like, a movie from, like, you know what I mean? Like, if someone does, like, an AU based off a movie, they take scenes
but
in
it
certain.
It wasn't that bad because I just, like, skipped those parts and it was fine.
Someone reported her still, so I think she stopped writing.
That's fanfic.net ruins everything, like.
Or she switched, I'm not sure.
Fanfic.net ruins lives.
Switch to AO3.
But yes, AO3.
I don't like
AO3.
AO3, where there are no rules.
Just like so.
Green is so bright, though, on AO3.
But yeah, no one's done an Outlander crossover video yet?
It's so bright.
There's one that Ray wrecked a while ago.
There's a really good one.
But like I need some more.
It's
people.
So angsty.
I would like to see more Once Upon a Time and Teen Wolf.
Okay. I don't watch the show, but
I did make one of Styles and Hook.
I like
the badass one.
That
but
Tyler guy.
Tyler's
not,
pretty fit in it.
Not Hosey. The other one.
Tyler Hoslin.
Yeah.
Plays Derry. Can't think of his last name.
I would like more Disney songs to Captain Swan. Like, they have a lot, but, like, I want more of, like, the not obvious ones. Like, If I Never Knew You, but, like, the actual version, not, like, the 90s version.
Right. Would you like Winnie the Pooh as Colin would like?
No. No, I would not.
Colin, so, like, he said it last week in Paris. I said it again and again, and it's like, he loves, he wants Winnie the Pooh in his life.
I don't know. I feel like there's some really cool, like, villain ballads that could be used. I don't know. I got some ideas, but I can't remember any of them right now because I'm super hungover.
Or, like, can we mix some Pirates of the Caribbean and Killian together?
Oh, yes.
I wanted to do that for so long, too. I might do that, too.
Yes.
So that about wraps up our episode for this week. Thank you so much, Hannah, for coming on and hanging out with us.
Yay!
Thank you! Everyone, please go onto YouTube, watch her videos. She has Creative X Dreams on YouTube. Watch them all. They're awesome. Can't wait to see what you come up with.
And let us know what you think of them and read them out. Totally, read them out in the comments. Like, it is good, but they're great videos, so please do. Let us know.
We will not be back next week. Some of us will be in Chicago.
Yes.
Losers.
Don't be jealous.
Stalking Colin O'Donohue. But we'll be back in a few weeks with a to-be-determined topic. Let us know what you want us to talk about.
Send it to us on Twitter or Tumblr.
Or Facebook. Or Facebook. We have Facebook too, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
You can find us on all social media. We are OUACS Podcast everywhere. And you can like and subscribe to us on iTunes, YouTube, Audioboom, and Pocket Cast. And we will see you guys next time. Bye!
Bye! Bye. Bye.